BBC News with Sue Montgomery. US officials say that the director of the CIA will take part in high-level talks in the coming days on efforts to free Israeli hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. William Burns is scheduled to meet his Israeli counterpart, as well as Egyptian and Qatari officials. From Washington, Tom Bateman.
The US spy chief and his counterpart from the Israeli spy agency Mossad will meet Egypt's intelligence chief and the Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. That high-level discussions are taking place in person between four key players who negotiated the last hostage deal is significant. More than 100 hostages are still being held by Hamas in Gaza, while Israel's siege and the ongoing war continue to inflict a devastating toll on civilians. Hamas wants a permanent ceasefire in return for freeing hostages, which Israel's leadership has made clear it won't accept.
Federal police in Brazil have carried out a series of raids against members of the intelligence agency, accused of illegally spying on public figures under the previous government. They're alleged to have targeted politicians and Supreme Court judges, seen as hostile to the former right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro. He's denied any wrongdoing. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
Many times during the Bolsonaro government, there were allegations that he was putting the secret services and also the federal police and people close to him to his service, basically to protect his interests and to protect people close to him, including his children. Three of them are politicians. They were being investigated, and these are the main allegations that link him to this alleged parallel scheme inside the intelligence agency.
A senior member of Donald Trump's administration during his presidency, Peter Navarro, has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for contempt of Congress. He was convicted after he ignored a subpoena from a House committee investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election result. A convicted murderer in the state of Alabama is due to be executed by Friday with nitrogen gas, has issued a statement. Kenneth Smith and his religious advisor, Jeff Hood, said the eyes of the world were on what they described as an impending moral apocalypse. Mr. Hood said such an execution sent a terrible message to the public.
As long as we meet murder with murder, we are going to continue living in a society that is comfortable with murder. The state killing someone does not put us in a position to criticize those other folks in our society who kill. How can you teach a society not to kill by killing? I think that this is a horrific moment, not just for Kenny, not just for myself, but also for the entire country.
World News from the BBC. Police in central Nigeria's Plateau State say 9 people have been arrested in connection with renewed attacks in the Mangu area. At least 50 people are reported to have been killed in 2 days of intercommunal clashes. Villages near Mangu town were targeted by armed men on Wednesday, a day after mosques and churches were set on fire during confrontations between 2 rival ethnic groups. The military government in Mali says it's ended an internationally brokered peace deal with separatist groups in the north of the country. It blamed the other signatories for not abiding by their commitments, but also what it called hostile acts by the deal's chief mediator, Algeria. A painting by the Austrian artist Gustav Klimt that was believed lost for the last 100 years has been found in Vienna. Portrait of Fräulein Lieser once belonged to a wealthy Jewish family. It's now being put up for auction on behalf of the owners and the legal successors of the Lieser family. Here's Bethany Bell.
The painting of a dark-haired young woman wearing a floral cape against a red-orange background was last seen in public in 1925, according to the auction house. It's a portrait of one of the Lieser family, who were wealthy Jewish industrialists in Vienna. One of them, Lili Lieser, was a patron of the arts who was killed in the Holocaust. The auction house said the fate of the painting after 1925 was unclear. The family of the current owners have had the painting since the 1960s.
Scientists in Poland say hermit crabs, which normally use discarded snail shells as their armour, are increasingly using plastic waste instead. The researchers studied photographs in image libraries, photo-sharing sites and social media. They say 2/3 of hermit crab species have been pictured in shells made of rubbish. BBC News.